Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season two is out now from Lemonada Media.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from a hotel room in Minneapolis on Saturday, July 13th, Two Oceans 13. Thursday night, I did a stand-up show at Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis with D.C. Pearson, and I'll play the audio of D.C. taking on the audience members of that show in the Leonard Maltin game at the end of this shorty, which will be very shortly. We added a 10 o'clock stand-up show in San Diego on Wednesday, July 17th at American Comedy Company because the 8 o'clock Doug Loves Movies is very close to sold out. So get your tickets for both of those, and I'll see you soon, sweet home San Diego. Now, as promised, DC versus MPS. Enjoy. All right, Minneapolis, I'm recording this shit. Yeah. Not fucking around. We're at the Acme Comedy Company. It could be Acme Comedy Club, so I had to double check on the company.
No, Doug, this is a company.
Yeah. C-O, period. And that is D.C. Pearson, everybody, who is going to... which is going to take on audience members in the Leonard Maltin game to win a fabulous prize package that I will tell you about right now. I will explain to you what's in the prize bag. I always like this part because the crinkling of the prize bag is picked up by the by my phone and makes for great listening. We've got Hot Off the Presses, Gateway Doug, my latest CD, plus my last one, Smug Life. You don't have to clap for the prizes, but that's cool. A dude recently gave me shirts that say Ganjapreneur on them.
I didn't become a Ganjapreneur by you giving my shit away for free, though. That's what that guy will say.
He included a letter. Should I read the letter? It's a little, a lot of words. But he included a letter that says, "Hello, Doug. Thank you so much for representing Legalize It Apparel. And hopefully one day we'll run into each other at an event. I have enclosed two shirts for you to rock. I will send others from time to time for you to rock. And help me get the word out about my company and legalizations." He wants to legalize many things. know, he says he wants me to take pictures in his shirts. I forgot to do that. But anyway, he's going to he'll send me more.
So help me God, if I ever find out that you are wearing the shirts instead of rocking them.
Well, this is rocking them, putting them on your shoulder. Wearing them is wearing them. And then also included in this particular prize bag is a $10 iTunes gift card. You can buy, Bets and Interruptions or premium Douglas Movies episodes, including coming up very soon, the Super Tournament of Championships. Yeah, Sam versus Ham. And Matt Bronger, yeah, Little Wolverine. That's gonna be a very exciting, exciting matchup coming up soon. Oh wait, I forgot some of the prizes. Some of the prizes are still in my armpit. So that's another extra special treat. The CDs will smell like my.
It's my limited edition. They charge more on eBay.
eBay is still a thing.
It is. I bought an iPod there recently. I bought a thing that was popular in 2006 off of a thing that was popular in 2006.
No, live. Let's see those name tags, Minneapolis. We got a few of them. Got some good ones. Some of these may show up again tomorrow, but I like Justin Hart dog. He showed that to me out front. That's a nice one. Derek and the Dominoes. I signed that one, so I've definitely seen that one before. And
should I pick now? Am I?
Yeah. Pick whoever you want, dude.
DC.
He's going with a Django.
That guy was banking on knowing my first name being everything he needed, but this one said Django Unchained, and I picked it because I want to know if this dude's name is Django? Like, it's Django, but with an E. It's the poster from Django Unchained, but with an E, and I just want to know the story.
Yeah, what's your deal?
I made it for the wife, but she is too embarrassed. To
the wife? For those of you listening at home, he said he made it for the wife. So who did you think was the hero of Django Unchained, sir? He shrugged, let the record reflect. So is her name?
Jen.
Django. Well, thank you for unchaining her long enough to bring her to the show. Cool poster.
Well, hopefully you'll win something for the little lady.
Thanks, John Wayne.
It's gonna be a good game, Pilgrim. A lot of regressive gender politics.
Which one of you is better at Leonard Maltin? He is? Okay, so you guys, so come on up.
Awesome.
Yeah.
What is your name, sir?
You're gonna have to play against him.
Paul.
Get on up here, Paul. And
Doug, is this the asshole in the dumpster?
Yeah, that's a reference from earlier tonight. I had read one of his tweets about how he said he's going to be the asshole in the golf shirt. And now he's up on stage. What a crazy world we live in. So share your microphone with MDC so that we can hear his answers. And audience, in case you don't already know, this is just a competition between DC and Jen. Because that's what I'm going to call him, because that's what his name tag that he's rolled up so I can't even see it anymore says. It's okay, Jen. Don't be nervous, Jen. Jen gets to pick a category. Would you like... Wow, there's a lot of coughing going on in here. Could it be the day after 7:10? Would you like, you have my permission to die? And that's movies in which Batman actors die, actors who have played Batman die in other films. Or would you like Golden Showers Playbook? That's movies that begin. Those are movies that begin with P.
the letter P, or finding chemo. Okay, yeah, fuck that category. That's too depressing. Let's go with super rhymey, and that's movies that where there's rhyming words in the title. Which one of those would you like to play, Jen?
I'll take the Batman one.
Batman one. All right. Guy in the back is thrilled for your decision.
Sexually gratified by it, in fact. Yes.
I want all the Batmans to die while I jerk off to it.
I'm gonna come on Adam West's corpse. Oh, people are offended by that. Bang, pizzow!
Too soon. He's not even dead yet. The year is 2010. 2.5 stars from Mr. Leonard Maltin for this movie. That he says about this movie, how much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? That's a harsh opening line. He also says about this movie that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny, and he lists 6 names. And, of course, it's got a Batman actor who dies. How many names do you think you can get it in, Jen?
I'm going to have to go with all 6 on that one.
All 6. That's a smart opening bid. Then we go to D.C.
Doug, what year was it again?
The year is 2010.
2010?
Yeah. 2010, A Space Odyssey.
I'm going to go with 4 names, Doug.
Ooh, 4 names, Jen. What are you going to do with that?
You're going to have to go name that movie, I guess. Okay.
This is going to be interesting. How are you feeling right now, DC?
Not well, Doug. I was transfixed by somebody's Darth Vader doll in the front row. I missed a good deal of the descriptions. I really appreciate it. Well, he was like motioning with it in a weird way and pointing at it, and I don't know what I'm meant to glean from it, but I think it's bad. I think I might not leave Minneapolis, Doug. This might be it for me, so even hit me with those clues one more time, it might be some of the last words I ever hear. To my girlfriend, I love you. See you on the other side.
2.5 stars, 2010.
2010.
How much mileage can a comedy get from a single joke? Asks a very cynical Leonard Maltin. But he also says that the lead actor in this movie is undeniably funny. And he lists 6 names, of which you get 4. And Val Kilmer is your first name. Then Maya Rudolph. Then Powers Booth.
Doug, the movie is MacGruber.
Yes, it is. Sit the fuck down, Jen. Thank you for playing. Thank you for trying. So we have to get the Darth Vader up here.
Yeah,
you gotta get up here.
So, yeah, his name tag that he was gesturing with earlier, it says Des Star or Bust, which is a sign that is being held by, like, this is like a vintage Darth Vader doll, right? It feels like, come up, so, you've been selected.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, what you do?
You've been chosen.
Yeah, it's got the I'm not that much of a geek. I was like, what can I do? What do I have in my creepy house with all my people hang up? We've got Doug Hates, you know, the song, you know that stuff, and then it says can't care is a sticky seat. And then it says close.
You know what? Sit down.
Explain it in English.
You know what? You can explain it to me when we're smoking out in the parking lot after. Let's play the game.
Let's do it. Okay. So your name is Des, yes?
All right, name is Des. And Des.
Or Dad.
Des Star. It's like Death Star. Yeah.
Oh my god, it's gonna be great.
All right, Dez is into this. Dez gets a big category. Would you like The Past and the Curious? That's movies with sexually ambiguous historical figures. Or would you like Dis Christofferson? And that's Kris Kristofferson movies that got 2 stars or less from Leonard. Or What You Talk About, Willis? And that's movies where Bruce Willis is heard but not seen.
What You Talking About, Willis? I'll take that category.
Okay, you like that category? Would you like What You Talk About, Willis, from 2006 or 1990?
Let's go 1990.
Oh, interesting. Okay. 1990 is the year of this movie that Leonard Maltin calls militantly offensive. Yeah, and he says that the movie has a climactic apartment fire that may traumatize young children. And Leonard lists 11 names.
Oh,
yeah. 11 names. How many names do you think you need?
I'll go too deep in that ass. I'll go too negative.
Negative two?
Negative two.
He says negative two names, DC.
I don't want him to go too deep in my ass. But I do want him to name that movie.
All right, so you have to name it, and then you
Is
have to name
it. Who's talking to?
What are the top two people billed in the movie?
John Travolta and Kirstie Alley?
And what was the title again?
Look Who's Talking, T-O-O-2.
That is all correct. Oh, my God. Dez is a savant.
A savant. Thank you.
Yeah, take your bag. Take your bag. Take your doll. Take your
doll back. You can return it to its place of honor in your ass.
I'm in your ass.
Well, congratulations, dude. That was very, very nicely played. Yeah. Negative two. That was very.
I love it. He was like, oh, okay, I don't want to. I'm going to get too deep up in that ass. A movie about babies. Hey.
Crap Kingdom is still in stores?
Still in stores. So, yeah.
If you're a young adult.
If you're a young adult and you're listening to this, or if you're anyone, it's a humorous fantasy adventure novel that all ages will enjoy. And then my first book, The Boy Who Couldn't Sleep and Never Had To, is also still available. It's a novel. It's science fiction. If you're listening to this, you'll enjoy both of them.
Yeah, if you like books, check them out.
You're into that.
Yeah, this is Doug Love's books. DC Pearson, everybody. And as always, wait, where's the person who lost? That guy. Who's the shit in? Anybody at all?
Probably.
Okay. As always, Prop 8 is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug loves movies.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car right in your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.